wants to be a millionaire? Gallup posed the question, and the range of answers may surprise. Let's learn more with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, more specifically, I understand Gallup asked, would you personally want to be rich?
Yes, that's absolutely the question that we've asked. We've actually been asking that for a while now, back to 1990, and the numbers have really not changed. But let me give you the answer. 61% of Americans who are not rich now, and by the way, only 1% of Americans say they're rich now, so that's not very many that we excluded. 61% of us say that, yes, everything else being equal, we would be happy to be rich. Back in 1990, low those many years ago, it was 59%. In 1996, it was 60. Then it was 63%. Back in 2012, but basically hasn't changed much at all. Fundamentally, 6 in 10 of us say, sure, we would like to be rich if we could.
And for the rest, do they want to be a little less than rich?
Well, we don't ask exactly how much money you would like to have other than, quote, being rich. And we don't define rich either. We just say, would you like to be rich? So that's the answer we get. By the way, Dave, when we ask, are you going to be rich? The numbers are much lower. Only 10% of us say it's very likely in our lifetime we will be rich, and another 22% say somewhat likely. So is that half empty or half full? That's about a third of Americans who still hold out the hope that someday, at least somewhat likely, that they will be rich.
What percent think that wealth is a key to fulfillment or happiness?
Not as many as you might think. You've seen those studies, Dave, I assume, which show that people who win the lottery actually end up being unhappy. Right? Because all their relatives come out of the woodwork and ask for money and those types of things. Well, we ask Americans, are rich people happier than you, less happy, or about the same? And we may be reducing dissonance, but 56% say about the same. But 28% of us say those rich people are less happy than we are. And only 12% say that they are happier.
Given so much news on the widening gulf between the haves and have-nots, what do Americans in general think about an increasingly wealthy class?
That's an important question that we have updated several times. I think it's very important because clearly, as you say, Dave, there's been much more discussion recently about inequality, about the 1%, about having a lot of rich people, but a lot of people are certainly not well off at all. But still, 58%, that's the core number. 58% of Americans in our survey we just finished here at Gallup say, yes, the United States does in fact benefit from having a class of rich people. That's down slightly from when we asked it in 2012, mainly because Democrats have become less likely to say yes, but about the same roughly as we found back in 1990.
As you mentioned, Democrats, how wide is the partisan gulf?
Huge. 81% of Republicans say yes, a rich class is good for this country. Just 43% of Democrats agree. So the majority of Democrats say it's not good to have a rich class, and overwhelmingly Republicans say it is. But, you know, Dave, I want to point out, vis-a-vis what we talked about just a minute ago, that even Democrats who tell us, no, having a class of rich people is not good for the country, themselves say, at least a slight majority, well, I'd like to be rich if I could.
More on Democrats and Republicans with the midterms ahead. How strongly does each party identify or not with the current president, Donald Trump?
Just remarkable. We just did an analysis, actually, for Time magazine. We went back to look at all of our data, and they put it out, and we found that it is as high, basically, as it has been in terms of Republicans saying that they approve of Donald Trump, with one exception, and that was Republicans' approval of George W. Bush right after 9/11, when 98% of Republicans approved. But 87% of Republicans in Trump's 500th day in office say they approve of Donald Trump, and we went back and looked. That's higher than was the case for George H.W. Bush, for JFK, for LBJ, for any of the previous presidents. So even though his overall approval rating is not great, about 41%, even as we speak now, Dave, Republicans, his base, as it is commonly called, really like the guy.
Is it as open-ended as approval, or do we know if that approval is based on what he's proposing or what he's enacted or Trump as a person?
That's an interesting question, and our classic Gallup job approval question that we've been asking since Roosevelt doesn't get into specifics. It simply says, all in all, do you approve or disapprove of the way he's handling his job as president? So we don't know exactly why. We are actually in the field now doing research, Dave, where we try to probe people's perceptions of Donald Trump as a person as opposed to his overall policies or overall job approval, and we'll have those data in the weeks ahead.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.